Robert Burion on 5FM with Time. Don't forget, this weekend, as of actually Thursday, 5FM is taking over in PE. Tabuti Drive, Mcezi, 5FM Top 40 will be there. We've also got Selective Styles, Kid Funk is going to be there. The whole of the Tabuti Drive also is going to be there. Roger Goodshow. Dude, it's going to be absolutely insane. So PE, stand up. We got you.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Cabinet requests Eskom's new CEO to begin work soon, and Cape Town officials warn against drunken driving.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulzer. Cabinet has announced that the Energy War Room will be re-established to deal with challenges facing Eskom. The announcement comes a week after the power utility implemented Stage 6 load shedding for the first time. Cabinet has also mandated Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan to urge the newly appointed Eskom CEO, Andre de Ruyter, to begin his work at the power utility earlier than mid-January. Minister in the Presidency, Jackson Mthembu, addressed a media briefing in Pretoria.
Cabinet felt that let's have a team of ministers led by the Deputy President that will be seized with this matter. Their preoccupation will be how do we ensure electricity supply certainty in South Africa.
10 suspects have been arrested after a shootout with police at a local supermarket at Harding in southern KwaZulu-Natal. It's alleged that the suspects ambushed the supermarket, demanding cash. Police arrived on the scene and a shootout ensued. Provincial Commissioner Kombinkosi Jula.
A total of 6 suspects were arrested at the scene. Other police units